Sire Knots, and welcome to Observations, your weekly podcast with Sovereign Sire. That would be me. Brought to you by the good or not so good people at Julieland.com. I am joined today by the legendary, amazingly talented Mr. Richard Avery.
I'm a legend in my own room.
Right? You are amazing, my friend.
I'm not as dumb as I look.
I have to be faster to think of a joke for that. I blanked.
I know you could just say, yeah.
She shrugged.
You could just be, Chris, you're dumb. All right, go ahead.
Bobbity, back the fuck up.
Exactly. Sorry to interrupt.
Anyway, we are coming to you from the Sov Pod. I am the girl who fell to earth.
Is this first class? Because I like the champagne, the cocktails.
It's always first class with me, baby.
Okay, good. That's what I wanted to say.
In my pod, you can make it all the way to Dubai with a shower and a massage.
Ooh, I like that.
I've heard that they actually do offer that service on the airline that flies to Dubai. It's actually a double-decker, and you can take a fucking shower on your way to Dubai.
And you know the only reason to go to Dubai is?
To have a lovely vacation. That is paid for by the prince. Man hiring you for your sexual services.
Exactly. The prince. The prince.
But, you know, the pictures I see tweeted look lovely. So, you know, who am I?
It looks like a nice place to visit.
It looks utterly a lovely place to stay for $20,000 a night.
Exactly.
I would totally
it looks like nice hotels.
Yes. Very lovely.
I agree.
I would do that for...
I had a friend make... 80,000 in 4 days.
That's incredible. I could really use $80,000.
Me too. I said I would have done it for half as much.
I guess I just don't want to go to Dubai that much.
Yeah. But I feel like as a fellow writer, would you ever go on an escorting thing just to like have the experience to write about later?
First of all, you didn't even introduce her.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir. Jeez. That's the voice of my computer, Hal. We are talking to Desi Jedekin, my friend from Twitter and comedy writer and all around amazing lady.
I think we should call her Jedi Kin.
Jedi Kin. I kind of like that.
You know, like she's like Jedi, like a Jedi Master, Jedi Kin.
No, there's part of me that when I first saw her on Twitter and I was like, is that name for real? I kind of want to just follow it. And then she was a ginger and I was like, sold. Like, I will pretty much follow any ginger anywhere and fuck them in the bathroom. So, you know.
Slut.
Yeah.
Well, it's a sisterhood. I myself have a little ginger factory between my legs.
That's right.
Also. So it's like one girl who fell to earth recognizing another soulless individual walking around in a woman's suit.
I hear you. Are we going to have a topic today?
Are we just I mean, I love talking about how wonderful I am.
I know. Like, take control.
I'm wrangling things.
Take control.
I feel good like holding...
She's buttering me up.
I like holding the microphone like a penis. Like, suddenly I feel like I'm in control.
And that explains why Mo likes to hold the mic like that, too.
I didn't want to say anything, but I was getting a pretty strong vibe from Mo.
Exactly.
Today's topic is the year in sex 2014, or as Desi called it, the year of non-consent.
the dubious year.
Yeah.
Is that because, the sex of people or celebrities?
It's because this was the year of the sex scandal, and the theme of all the sex scandals in the year 2014 seemed to be dubious consent, sexual relations
What are the stories we're talking about?
Let's see. I think Bill Cosby was a big story.
That is a big story.
Terry Richardson was a big story.
That's a big
story. Gian Gomeshi was a big story. If you were kind of in the, at least if you were in the Facebook, Twitter sphere, Gian Gomeshi was quite a story.
But you didn't hear about that one as much as you heard about Bill Cosby.
Well, no.
Because Bill Cosby, everyone knows.
Yeah, Bill Cosby
icon,
an iconic figure.
And
so.
He sold you Jell-O pudding.
I just would like to say that I never liked The Cosby Show. I feel completely valid.
I don't really remember watching it.
I never liked it either. I did like Lisa Bonet.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
She's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. She, ironically, wasn't she fired from the show for doing that really risque movie, Angel Heart, where she had kind of a...
With Mickey Rourke.
Well, that's the whole
scene and, yeah,
disgusting thing with Bill Cosby, is that he was so moralistic. And, like, I think Patton Oswalt tweeted something where it was like, you know, Bill Cosby, don't say blue comedy, da-da-da-da. You know, drugs women and sleeps with them. Well, allegedly. Yeah, but Red Fox is like, hey, motherfucker, lick my cup. But no accusations of any, you know what I mean? It's like, it just goes to show, it's like the people who have that strong.
But don't you think that's a lot of times you find that, like, I think I just read something, some stupid politician somewhere or some right wing nut job who was dissing on gay people. They found out that he's now fucking guys. Or
It happens all the time.
It happens like the hypocrisy of what people want, says one thing.
Well, they're trying to control everyone else.
Yeah.
Well, it's because what they're doing.
It's like the adult industry. It's always the girls that are swearing up and down that they would never escort.
Right.
That are the ones that are like secretly, you know,
I pay them all the
going
time
on trips and stuff.
Those are
and
my
then,
girls.
And here's the thing is like, I don't think I ever trip out when I find out that a girl is escorting. I'm like, because I personally don't believe in any kind of respectability hierarchy for sex work. Like, either you're a respectable person or not, but we're all sex workers, whether you're a stripper, an escort, a hooker on the street, a porn star, to a degree, in a way. Like we're all sex workers. Like, I don't believe in that whole, like, one's better than the other.
No, I'll
but
put
like,
it this way. I trust my hookers more than I trust my lawyers.
But, it's a thing where it's like, if I find out someone's an escort, I'm like, oh, okay, whatever, like, But if I find out someone's an escort that was like very vocally like, I would never do that. But
yeah.
It's always just like, oh, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, but
you
that's
know?
That's
like you suck.
Yeah, but that's like, anything with all these just things. It's like it's the people that go out and the hypocrisy, I think what really bothers us is it's the hypocrisy. It's going around saying one thing and doing another. And and Bill Cosby, you know, if one or two people come out, you kind of got to go like, I don't know. But now that like 30 women have come out, and he's still sitting there like, I didn't do it. Like, are you kidding me? You think 30 people are going to come up with the same story? And like, and then let's say you take 30 and then you cut it in half to 15. Then that's still 15. It's like when Tiger Woods came out and got busted. I think a total like 15 women came out.
Right.
I knew two other girls that fucked him for money and didn't come out. So. Right. Like, these people,
and I think, too, like, with the Cosby thing, I think, for me, what made it remarkable was that the accusations were not new,
right.
but because of Twitter and Facebook and the change of the 24-hour news cycle,
right?
Mm-hmm. Like, because these changes took place within his lifetime, like, and it's a new culture. Twitter is definitely a place for younger people. We're talking about like my generation, which is going like, sexism is wrong and you shouldn't rape people. And these lines are very clear. Like, you don't drug someone and fuck them. That's not consensual. That's not, I don't know if that wasn't consensual. Like, that's fucking rape. Like, that's a new generational thing. Going,
exactly.
Like, that's fucking rape, dude. There's like, way around it. And so it was like all these people going like, what the fuck? And that to me is what made this exceptional, was like Twitter brought Bill Cosby down in like 2 weeks.
Right. Exactly.
Well, and sort of like the Hannibal Buress comedy routine. And
when
the funny
YouTube,
thing is,
right?
It's like, the, you know, some people in the black community are saying, oh, they're just taking him down because he's a powerful and respected black man. But it's like, but a black person kind of got the whole ball rolling.
And how did that go viral? Because he did it, someone recorded it and put it on YouTube.
Exactly.
It's like, again, it's like that
but it,
social, the social media coming in and sort of.
And the truth of the matter is these rumors have been that around for years.
Exactly.
Like Tina Fey had written jokes on 30 Rock and something in Saturday Night Live when she was on it that sort of referenced him drugging people. So it's like these rumors have been around for years.
And that's
just recently.
And that's a lot with a lot of celebrities. I mean, there's a lot of crazy stuff's gone on through the years, whether like I always said, when I first moved to LA, it was the old, you know, Tom Cruise is gay or Richard Gere's gay or whatever. And all this crazy stuff. And it's like, but I feel like nowadays with social media, I think it's harder to keep secret than ever before.
Well, and these women find each other easier too. Yeah. So it's like, it's kind of like, I think what I talked about last week, where it was like, I was able with my friend to go, oh, that happened to me. And can you imagine that on a grander scale with someone famous? It's even more likely. Yeah. So I don't find it unbelievable that all these women are coming out.
Yeah.
It gives them power when they see one person. They're like, I want to support her.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it for myself, but I can do it for them. Like, to
and especially, think about it. Like, just say 20 years ago, we're talking early 90s. I mean, Bill Cosby was Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
And he ruled TV. And like, if you came out and said, oh my God, you would have gotten destroyed. Your life would have been destroyed if you come out against that.
Yeah.
you know, poor a woman would have been.
What struck me is like Beverly Johnson recently made her statement, and she goes and she said in her statement, like, hey, I was a model in the 70s. Like, I was around when, you know, drugs were flowing at a photo shoot, like mineral water at a health spa. Like, I knew this guy drugged me with something serious. And I was just going, like, that is like one of the most revolutionary, from a women's rights point of view, one of the most revolutionary victim statements.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't going, like, she wasn't hiding, like, oh no, I was an experienced drug user. Yeah. I was a seasoned party girl, and this guy fucking tried to rape me. Like, I can't imagine a victim report even 5 years ago where someone would go, like, yeah, I was drinking, but it's like, she was like so unapologetic. She was like, oh yeah, like, I'm fucking doing a lot of drugs. I totally know what it feels like. And I was like, this is like revolutionary.
And
like,
can you imagine like what, I mean, he used to hang out at the mansion, you know, with Hef all those years. Who knows what all these fuckers were doing during the 70s and 80s and shit, like the 60s and everything.
I'm sure.
And I've heard stories about even Sammy Davis Jr. and all the crazy shit he used to do when, you know, and like, you hear stuff about living in Hollywood. You'll hear all this stuff all the time. You hear crazy shit all the time.
And it's like, my thing is like, this is like, what I love to see is that like this culture of silence is like starting to go away. Yeah. I have a friend that is older and has been very famous in his lifetime, and he'll hang out with him is, sometimes it sucks because I'm like, if I mention a celebrity, I'm like, don't tell me any, just don't, I don't want to know. Like, I really want to just like, stay a fan of so-and-so, because like, no matter who the celebrity is, so you're like,
I know that one. Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, I don't want to hear it anymore. And they're almost always sexual.
Yeah.
You know, like one guy that's like, he's predatory against like young men. And it's like a known thing where it's like, and this guy, like, to the point where it's almost like a physical assault happening and studio's just like covering it up. And so my friend's like, oh, I'm just waiting for like this scandal to break, because if everything else is breaking, like, he's like,
but
I can't wait. It's like, because
people have that microphone now that they didn't have before with the internet.
But I was saying, it's like that, I think this stuff has gone on since the beginning of time. It's just now social media has made it like, okay to even spew stuff. Like,
you could be
like,
no one and tweet something, and then people are going to start, I mean, it'll blow up just like, from a nobody.
You mentioned Terry Richardson. Like, I mean, he's probably been chasing girls and molesting and doing whatever his game is for years. And all of a sudden now, a couple girls have had the guts to say, hey, this is wrong, because he's threatening my job and my livelihood. And because of social media now, everybody's coming out of the woodwork saying, oh, he did it to me. And
right. And then I think that is that effect, because I think, too, just culturally, as women, we're kind of conditioned to believe that there's like kind of one way to be a victim. And if you don't fit that perfect victim profile, then what happened to you wasn't rape or wasn't assault or whatever. It's like, if you weren't a virgin that's like never tried alcohol or drugs, and
you were wearing like an Amish outfit.
Right. Like unless you know, and then after it happens, like, you have to have a specific, like, there was the report came out recently where the police were going like, oh, if she's too calm, I'm not likely to believe her. And it's like, a lot of times when you're a victim of a crime, you're either in shock or you really want the person caught, so you're trying to just be like as calm as possible so that you can relay that information. And so these women that are like really trying hard to like contain themselves so that they can get justice are now, for that very reason, having their
accounts
dismissed because they seem too calm.
You think too, like, especially with like Bill Cosby, the chances of him getting prosecuted are like on anything is like slim and none.
Well, because they happened so long ago.
Yeah, I think like it's almost like, you know what? Fine, you can't go to you won't go to jail. You won't have to go to court. But boy, we just fucked you over and your reputation for the rest of your life. It's the same thing like with, you know, O.J. Simpson. He got away with murder, but yet like he might have been out of prison, but like his life.
So we just got to get Bill Cosby to assault some people selling merchandise in a Vegas hotel.
It's just you might not go to prison, but man, your life is over.
Right.
Because your reputation, everything about you, you can't even go outside without people looking at you.
Well, he had a finely crafted, reputation that he had built. So this is just like the opposite of everything that he had kind of.
Next step, we're going to find out like Jerry Seinfeld did some crazy shit.
Good.
I
would buy it.
A lot of comedians are pretty crazy to begin
with.
I can name names. I know stories. I know things.
My lips are sealed.
Yeah, there's a couple guys.
Anyway.
I mean, well, the thing I like about comedians is they tend to be fairly like
needy,
open about that. Like they're kind of like they tend to be a little
because they're just so self-analytical and obsessed about themselves. So they think about it all the time. Yeah. They don't do anything to change it. But it's like but they like, know you exactly
kinda,
what's
you kind of know what
them.
You're getting. Like yeah. you kind of walk in like sort of fully informed.
I just have I just find comedians
and Canadians.
Yeah. And Canadians. And
don't
Canadians.
Don't even go down Canadian. I hate but comedians, I have always found that they're like, they're really quiet, mellow people until they hear laughter. And as soon as they hear laughter, it's their drug. And then it's like, then they start rolling. And then the more they get, the more they go. And it just like, it's like this, like they walk in, they could walk into a room all quiet. And by the end of the thing, if everybody's laughing, they're like, walk out. Like, yeah. Like they just, this, it just, it feeds that. It feeds them basically.
Yeah. Oh no. You know?
And well, there's sort of different types of comedians, and the ones I kind of can't stand are the ones who are always on, and like their regular conversation is peppered with bits I've heard before, and I'm just kind of like, ugh, like
most of the, or I'll hear I have like to say that all the greats that I have met and shot, they none of them were like that.
Yeah, I none like the quieter.
Yeah, they were like so. You were like, I was like disappointed. Like you're not funny. Like, yeah, really.
I find that frequently with comedians, where it's like I'll try to joke with them, and they're like really like, what do you mean? Like, they kind of greet me with, like, this certain, I'm like, oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Like, so, like, they're pretty terrible. But, I like,
speaking of comedians.
Speaking of comedians, let's talk about Terry Richardson. No, I'm just kidding.
No, when these come out, you always wonder because the thing tends to be, like, but they could get anybody. Like, why are they doing this to... Like, Terry Richardson, like, he could probably get any model he wanted because of his notoriety as a photographer. Like, there's... Well, I mean, you've got some supermodel going out with Anthony Kiedis, like, because he's Anthony Kiedis.
Right.
And everyone's like, oh, my God. Oh, like, she's 21 and he's 51. Yeah. And what do they talk about? And it's like this thing where it's like... So I'm saying is, like, Terry Richardson also could probably pull... But a supermodel if he wanted
but
to,
if,
just
but
on
my
reputation.
Thing is, if he wants pussy and wants all that crazy shit, do what I do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, go shoot porn. He'll get all he wants.
Right.
And he won't be bothered
but
by
I
it.
Think, and it's the same thing with, like, with
because
with Bill Cosby. Like, he could have had probably half the girls he drugged, he probably could have just talked into having, like, a
consensual
relationship.
Exactly. Like, if he had any game whatsoever,
right.
He probably wouldn't
need
the drugs.
But, like, that's why you went with Gian Gameshi, who, again, was, like, pretty famous and like, in Canada.
Right.
And it's, like, so why the need to kind of...
But I think that's the classic misconception of rape is that it's about sex and but it's really about power and
that's
what no
mean,
one
is
really
it's like, I think especially when you get adulation all the time
well,
you
like,
want
oh.
even more to like
well that's why people are like oh she was dressed this way that way whatever but it's like well how does that explain people who break into the homes of old women and rape them it's like it's not about do you know what I mean like and everyone has their own reasons behind rape I guess as sick as that sounds like But yeah, I agree, and it's easier for him, I think, for someone like Bill Cosby. Maybe he doesn't want to have these relationships or have an affair, so it's easy to just drug them, do what he wants.
The crazy part is he's been married for, like, what, 100 years? And, like, you can...
Oh, yeah.
And his wife is not stupid. I'm sure she knew what the shit that was going on and just still, you know, like... If the truth ever comes out that he, you know, he did do all this,
she knows everything.
Yeah, you can't. I would look at her like really.
She kind of reminds me of Dottie Sandusky, you know, Jerry Sandusky's wife, the guy from
right.
Like there's this woman who's like plays so innocent and protects him. It's like if you knew, you're just as bad as him. Like I mean, because
you're
so...
like condoning it and you're like supporting it.
Exactly, just to keep up her little role as
she doesn't
his wife or whatever. Their little.
Yeah, no, exactly. But a lot of this sex stuff, I think, especially like that generates out of Hollywood, I think, like I always say, it's gone on for a long time. There's all these, every year there's like some sort of crazy sex scandal, you know? And I hate to say it, I do know a lot of hookers that fuck a lot of celebrities.
Right? I didn't realize it was like such a, like, I didn't realize there was such like a connection between like...
Hookers and celebrities?
But it'll just be, yeah, like... I guess because it's
but
that thing of like,
thing
oh, but they like, they like, why would they pay for something they can get for
that's
free?
That's what I would like, think. You would think like this
guy. Because I think it's they don't want to have this to deal with a relationship aspect of it. Like if they're dating a girl for sex, the girl might want more.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, and you know,
whereas a hooker,
you know,
like
Charlie Sheen did
and,
it for years and his whole thing was he just wanted, you know, he just wanted to fuck. He didn't want to have a relationship. He didn't want to put the energy and effort into going out on a date.
He
doesn't
have
fuck.
To find anyone. They just bring them to him. And I mean,
he would
I
just fuck girls and like, and people are like that. Like a lot of porn stars we both know like to just fuck to fuck.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's like I would say, like some girls, you know, some girls like to give you a handshake and a hug. Other girls like to blow you. You know, like
right.
It's the same thing to them.
Well, I should give them this comedian's number. Because he has a dick and it needs to be sucked.
A lot.
I'm just saying. But no, like my thing is like, if you're going to come at me, like come suck my dick, I want some evidence that you're good at fucking. Like, am I too, am I to understand that me getting my pussy eaten is implied?
Right.
Like, is that?
Yeah. Maybe you're burying the lead. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Like, I'm just like, I don't.
I'm trying to think if there's any, why is there never any thing about a woman doing something crazy in the sexual thing though?
Because I think.
Like, is there any women out there that like.
I feel like any controversies must be, but I just can't think of it.
Why is that always the men? Why are men pigs? That's a whole nother episode.
I don't think that could ever
Well, I think these are like questions that like definitely this year, I think you saw like on Twitter and in the general media, there was like this huge thing of like, yes, all women. There was the guy, the Santa Barbara shooter killed. Like, you saw this really big movement in terms of this becoming a discussion. Like, what, like, basically, a big kind of like, what the fuck moment we've had as a culture. Like, what the fuck's going on? Like, why is this relationship between men and women like so fucking contentious? And why are there not more safe spaces for women? I think what I was talking about last week and stuff in terms of online dating or this or that, it just feels like it's everything's so aggressive and it's so intense. And it's like you see on both sides, everyone's struggling to like kind of find a footing.
But yeah. I also would say like with this whole thing about the sex and these crazy things that are going on in 2014, I think social media is the big difference there. I think that's the big thing. And I think that's the future. I think, like I said, if you might get raped and you might not be able to go to court and prove it, but boy, you can go on social media.
Right.
And
you get, don't have to
say what you got to say. And,
or look at, like with Gian Gomeshi, like his huge statement when he thought he was going to get busted was he went on his own Facebook page.
What did he say?
He did a preemptive
like page long essay saying, I was in a relationship with a woman in her 20s and we had a BDSM style relationship and everything was consensual. And then we broke things off and she got very upset. And now she's on this campaign to smear me. And she's trying to say that I beat her and I did whatever. Yeah. And I'm here preemptively to say that, yes, I engage in BDSM and maybe you have some judgments about that, but I definitely am not, you know, everything he turned out to be.
Right.
But he made that statement not through a press conference, not through whatever, but he went on his Facebook page and made the statement. And it was like the Facebook post heard around the world.
Right.
And
I had never heard of him.
But look, what's the actor that just recently just got busted for molesting kids?
Oh, Stephen Collins.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy from Seventh Heaven?
Yeah. I was just reading about that. Because he just did an interview where he basically confessed to it all.
Right, he didn't.
Well, speaking of what you were saying, he said that the reason he kind of had that mentality was that a woman, an older woman, when he was young, used to inappropriately undress in front of him. Like, not even molested him, but kind of just was inappropriately
teased
around him. Yeah. So.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Well, I think, too, it's like.
I'm trying to think where it all started for me. I think I was looking at Playboy when I was 3.
The other big story this year about sort of the consent was that episode of Girls. And that really kind of got the ball rolling with the consent, where it was a guy who kind of was sort of like a Gian. He kind of had a really sadistic sex scene with a girl and she kind of went along with it. So it sort of got the ball rolling on that gray area of consent.
Tell me more. I didn't see that.
I don't watch that show.
Tell me more. Cause it's,
it was, the lead character's boyfriend, I guess, was in another relationship. They had broken up. So it was a really intense sex scene where he was really degrading her, but she went along with it the whole way. And then you could just sort of the way they filmed it, you could tell she felt weird about it. So it was basically a huge controversy because it was like, did he rape her?
Right.
She went along with it technically, but the no was like implied in her eyes. Like she didn't say it. So it was interesting because it sort of set up this whole idea of like, well, what is no? Like,
yeah, like what is
consent? Especially when the girl's going like this.
I said no. Well, it's also like more of like, instead of thinking like she has to say no, it's like, how about saying she has to say yes? Like it was more of like looking at it from that perspective.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you want a hard yes, not a weak no. Or you know what I mean? Like,
no, that makes a lot of sense. And I think what's funny is like, because I'm around the BDSM world and you are too, it's like, you know that there's like there's a different set of rules there. Like,
oh yeah, like when I work whole at King, yeah, I have to fill out like a packet.
Yeah,
well, she but I'm just like, talking,
I'm
exactly
just talking,
what
I'm just talking in yeah. personal life. I have a lot of friends that are personal, are dominatrixes, and also right. live the lifestyle from top to bottom, and have for many years. And it's there's a different set of rules, and yes. There's a lot of trust, and there's a right. lot of whole. I have friends that are slaves that wear collars and things like that, and it's just a whole.
But I think the rules are established up front.
Yes.
So that's
when
then
it's done
it's
right
okay.
and it's safe.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's like in terms of like starting this dialogue about like gender equality, it's if we can't really talk about consent unless we start having this conversation about like how do women feel empowered to consent?
Yes.
Because it's like if we look at like
if they feel like they're pushed or
like getting people to go like, oh, a lot of times like a woman like won't feel comfortable saying no, and you don't have to threaten her violently, like the difference in your
just
size.
Just give her more money.
You
know? Yeah,
exactly. Just give her more money.
That's what I do.
There are all the answers.
She goes like, no. And I go, well, here's another envelope. They go, no. And I go, here's another envelope. And then they go, okay. Game on.
To me, I think like consent's like the biggest.
I think so. I like the way you put it, though. I think that's the best way to do it. Because no doesn't always mean no.
Yeah.
But yes, like yes.
Yeah,
you know
I agree.
What I mean? I think because... I don't know.
I mean, I think we've all kind of maybe had experiences where you weren't really into it. Maybe not you. I don't know. But
I'm,
where you kind of went along with it
because
you're like,
it.
I just want to get it over with. Or do you know what I mean? Like,
well, I remember like I had this really.
Are we done yet? Are we done
yeah,
yet?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I had this.
Oh, shit. Mom's coming
I'm not
home.
Saying no, but I'm saying no. No, I'm saying never again.
I'm not saying no. I'm just saying hurry the fuck up because I got to go home.
Well, I remember like having an experience where I was in Hawaii with this guy. And we were drunk and we were fucking and that was fine. And then he went to fuck my ass. And I was like, whoa, like, I don't want to do that. And he did it anyway. And I was too drunk to really like resist. And I wasn't like, but in the feeling, I didn't feel like I was being assaulted. Oh. But at the same time, I was kind of like, I was more like annoyed, just sort of like. Like
yeah,
I,
but
like,
we've all had those
like,
weird
and
sexual
then, but, and then I remember like in
craziness.
The morning, kind of like just being sort of like. Not upset, but it was like he went off to go do something and then came back and he was like, oh, like I was kept thinking about what we did last night and I got like so turned on. And I was like, yeah, I actually was really annoyed by that and I was like hurt in the morning and I actually didn't enjoy it at all.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, but it like felt so wonderful. Like it was just like one of these things where it's like I wouldn't say I'd been assaulted, but I right. definitely was like, I don't know, that was a situation where like someone was definitely like taking full advantage of whatever latitude they were being
yeah.
given by the fact that we were intimate and drunk. Yeah, yeah. Like they, like I feel like he was like, he
were you violated?
Mm-hmm.
Was that, would that be the word, violated?
I felt
you weren't listened to or respected.
I yeah. mean, like I felt kind of like it was like my ego was sort of like, yeah.
but
like,
there's also,
whoa, like you like really didn't care about whether or not I felt right. good.
Well, like, yeah, and that's a big part.
You didn't cuddle afterwards.
You know what I mean?
He didn't care about what
yeah,
felt
like,
good
he didn't,
to you.
Yeah, he wasn't.
And
he
that's
didn't,
sort of
yeah.
like the main thing in having a sexual relationship
yeah.
with someone.
And then I realized like later, like there were things that he said later on that like that trip like ended the relationship because it was like later on I went jogging mm-hmm. in the morning, and these guys, it was in Honolulu. And these guys like started catcalling me like really aggressively like on the beach, and I ended up like turning back and going back to the hotel because I felt like it was dangerous, right. like I didn't feel safe. And he was like, "What's like what happened?" And I go, "Well, I explained what had happened." He's like, "That's so stupid. Like no one's ever gonna actually like assault you when they catcall you." Like he just kind of was like underplaying like, "Oh, like you women, you're so whatever." And I realized like, "Oh, he has like these very rigid."
He's an idiot.
He's underplaying like, any of your concerns.
Yeah, he has like this very rigid view of like sex roles. And I was like, oh, like you actually don't like women. Like yeah. you don't trust us. Like you think that we're all like whiny, whatever. And then like later on, I was like, actually, you know, 3 weeks ago when I was jogging by my dad's place, I was getting catcalled by these high school guys and I told him to stop. And the next day, one of those boys tried to jump out of the bushes and drag me into the bushes and assault me.
Yeah.
So actually,
yeah,
well,
the yeah.
guy's it does happen.
And the guy's
like,
an
was,
idiot.
You know what I mean? It was like one of those things where I was like, but it was one of those things where I was like, oh, like as a human being, like fundamentally, like you, that's why it ended. Because I was like, oh, like there's no, like you don't misunderstand or whatever. Or you understood perfectly
it,
well
I was
what you
the
were
guy,
doing.
The guy, know? The guy lacks compassion
yeah.
and empathy.
Yeah.
And
he was an actor.
On that note, on that note.
Yeah, he was later got involved in quite a sex scandal later.
Okay. On that note.
That was actually, I'll tell you about it later.
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah. Let's keep it going. Well, in closing, mm-hmm. Desi,
yes.
Why don't you tell people where they can find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Desi Jedikin, DesiJedikin, and have good times with me there.
You dirty, very dirty
consensual. I say yes to all followers.
If you're looking for a good time on Twitter, give her a shout. Yeah. Give her a tweet.
Fave me.
Exactly. Oh my God.
And of course, if you would like to get in on the good stuff.
excuse me.
I mean, in additional good things, you can find me at ilovesov.com, run by the amazing Richard Avery, with lots of free galleries for you and fun blogs, etc., etc. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Sovereign Sire. And I hope to hear from you there. And thank you for tuning in and listening in. And I'll see you next week.